It was Preparation Day. The next day would be a special Sabbath. The Jews did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, so they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus. Then they broke the legs of the other man, but when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead, so they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers stuck his spear into Jesus' side. Right away, blood and water flowed out. The man who saw it has given witness, and his witness is true. He knows that he tells the truth. He gives witness so that you also can believe. These things happened in order that Scripture would come true. It says,
"Not one of his bones will be broken."
Scripture also says,
"They will look to the one they have pierced."
Later, Joseph asked Pilate for Jesus' body. Joseph was from the town of Arimathea. He was a follower of Jesus, but he followed Jesus secretly because he was afraid of the Jews. After Pilate gave him permission, Joseph came and took the body away. Nicodemus went with Joseph. He was the man who had earlier visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought some mixed spices, about 75 pounds. The two men took Jesus' body. They wrapped it in strips of linen cloth along with the spices. That was the way the Jews buried people's bodies. Joseph took the body and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb. Then he went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there across from the tomb. The next day was the day after Preparation Day. The chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. They said,
"Sir, you remember something that liar said while he was still alive. He claimed, after 3 days, I will rise again. So give the order to make the tomb secure until the third day. If you don't, his disciples might come and steal the body. Then they will tell the people that Jesus has been raised from the dead. This last lie will be worse than the first."
Pilate answered,
"Take some guards with you. Go. Make the tomb as secure as you can."
So they went and made the tomb secure. They put a seal on the stone and placed some guards on duty.